Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
Right now, or Facebook, TikTok, whatever you're doing. And, of course, the West Coast. We're so glad to be here with you, and I'm here with Irina today, and hopefully we're transmitting. I'm not sure. I haven't heard from my board operator yet, but I just hear a lot of music. I don't know if we're actually on or not. Anyone there to help me? That would be great. We'll start talking about what we need to talk about. Hello? Hello, hello, hello. I don't know, sweetheart. I don't know if we're on or not, but we could talk about...
I think so, because the music's still playing.
Yeah.
Nobody's turning it down.
Hello, hello, hello. I hope we're alive. Do you think we're alive, sweetheart?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Just pretend we are.
We're going to talk anyway. If you're alive and you're listening to the show for the first time, I'm Dr. Mitch, Irina with me, and we're going to be talking about how to look good, feel good, and have great intimacy. And, of course, during this time, it's an open show. There's no judgment. It's 38 years of my experience in doing integrative medicine, the marriage of regular medicine alongside of natural medicine, which so many people are looking for now. I mean, so many. People are sick and tired of being sick. They want things that will help them that are natural. And Irina, my nurse practitioner wife, is also been basically steeped in this for more than 5 years. We consult with many, many physicians throughout the United States, and we try to make sure that they're getting the information that they require as well. I want to talk about statins, but I hope we're live. My favorite subject. I hope people are listening and that we're really up. Again, we haven't heard from anyone, so I don't know if we're literally talking to ourselves. I'm hoping Kim
Me about statins.
Caitlin 1490 is there or not. But the statin drugs are the big blockbuster drugs that started in the 70s until today. That's a $28 to probably $37 billion business, which everyone knows is used for the bad word cholesterol. And everyone thinks it's so bad, you know, cholesterol's a terrible thing. And so the statin industry stepped in and helped everyone, you know, don't worry about cholesterol because we'll just knock it way down. And that, of course, is all based on whether or not cholesterol in the first place does anything wrong. And I think we really need to understand what cholesterol is. Most folks do not, and they do not recognize that cholesterol is an antioxidant. Just like we take our vitamins and nutrients, that's an antioxidant. Cholesterol in itself is an antioxidant, and not having it, your life is not as good. As a matter of fact, in many studies, clearly shows the people with the higher cholesterols, and as we get older, we get higher cholesterols, they live the longest. If you look at people that are very sick, like cancer patients, having their cholesterol elevated actually is a good thing. When it starts to drop, pretty much they're not able to maintain their lifespan as well. Excuse me. And we also know that every hormone in the human body, and we have lots of them because they're the things that allow one cell to talk to the next. So we want to have our hormones, but you're never going to have a hormone unless you have cholesterol. All right. So we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we'll talk more about the statins because it's really important you understand if you're taking them, what they can do. Plus, you have to understand how they can really cause an issue simultaneously. Came at 1490 or wherever you're listening or Facebook, you can type a question to us or just call us at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. Lines are available for your question. Look good, feel good, and have great intimacy. We'll be right back after these messages. Irina and I'm Dr. Mitch, and you're listening to Look Good, Feel Good, and Have Great Intimacy. We'll be right back.
This is sponsored by Humana. The Medicare Hello. Advantage and Prescription Drug annual enrollment period is here, running from October 15th through December 7th, and people with Medicare are reviewing their health insurance options for 2020. Choosing a Medicare plan for you or your loved one can seem overwhelming, so it's smart to understand your options. Jeffrey Fernandez of Humana.
It is important to have all the information to choose the right Medicare plan. In addition to costs, be sure to take into account the network of doctors and hospitals. The list of medications that the Medicare prescription plan covers, changes to current plans, and differences between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. This will help you choose the best plan for you and your loved ones.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare or call a licensed sales agent at 1-800-213-5286 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. local time 7 days a week.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Mitch here. So I understand we are transmitting. I think that's kind of cool. That means my voice is going out all over the country, all over the world. And, of course, I'm hoping that KMET 1490 is able to hear us for those folks on their way to work on drive time or at home just listening to the radio, want to learn a little bit about how to look good, feel good, and have great intimacy. For now, unfortunately, we can't hear the board operator, but that's okay. We'll fix that. There's always technical difficulties when it comes to television or radio as someone who does a lot of it. So the program is open to you. I'm hoping they're able to take a call in and put you on the air. To do that, just dial 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. The other thing that you can do is just to text the Facebook. Hopefully the Facebook account's working too, and I'll just check in on each break to see if there's any of these questions that I can certainly, Irene and I can answer. So we were talking about statin drugs and how they became a huge industry and how we have believed, or, you know, if you tell someone something long enough, you start to make it a truism. You believe it. You tell someone long enough that cholesterol is a bad guy and causes all these problems, then you believe it. But God didn't make us that way. We're made to have cholesterol. We're made to have cholesterol go up as we get older. And all the nonsense about the good cholesterol and the bad cholesterol is sheer nonsense as far as I'm concerned. In my opinion, it's never been shown, and they're walking away from that currently. And in addition, we're seeing that there are other things like inflammation. It's that one cell lining of the artery called the endothelial lining. When it goes bad, that's when you end up with heart disease. Well, in any case, a new study is now coming around to the way we think. We meaning Irene and I, and that they're looking at drugs like Lipitor, Lescol, you know, the things that people take. And if you don't have heart disease, the question mark is now become right big and bold. They're saying it may not be a good idea for primary prevention. And it's basically showing the research conducted by the National University of Ireland, Galway, said use of statins is an example of low-end value care, and it's representative of a waste of healthcare resources. Wow, I'd like to see the drug company say the same thing now, which is never going to happen, to say that, yeah, I guess it's true, they shouldn't. And investigators basically, you know, they looked at the data from Ireland from 1987 through 2016, and the eligible status, meaning what our criteria for using a statin originally was about, statins rose from about 8% under the guidelines of 1987 to 61% of adults should be, according to the new guidelines, using it. Let me make it in plain language, right? Because it'll make sense. It was at the point where, you know, one time when I went to medical school, if you had a 300 cholesterol, that was okay. If it was more, that was a problem. About 15 years in the practice, it was about 240, 250. Then they dropped it to a little lower. Then the statins came along. They dropped it to 200. Now I even hear cardiologists say the lower the cholesterol, the better. No cholesterol is good, which is almost to me, a black eye in our creator's face, because if that was the case, what the heck was cholesterol put there for to begin with? And it was. So now they're talking about, we probably made a mistake, and they're saying the findings showed, anyone in the low to moderate risk prevention would get any achievable risk lowering by taking the daily statin. Moderate to moderate, they finally agreed if you didn't have heart disease, it wasn't really going to prevent it, and it was just published in the British Medical Journal October 16th, which is the equivalent, of course, of our New England Journal of Medicine. So If you're on a statin and you don't have heart disease, and we'll get to that some other time, and you basically are willing to take that with a 900-plus published studies of problems with it, from twice as much diabetes, one out of every 10 women will get diabetes that are taking a statin, men not thinking as clearly, not having a great erection like they did before, muscle pains, and everything, including they've talked about in some studies the potential of it increasing ALS, a horrible Lou Gehrig's disease. Well, you make the decision. What would be yours, hon? You're normal, you feel good, your cholesterol's up, cardiologist says, and you're a general internist, hey, you should be on a statin. What would you say?
I say, no, thank you.
Of course.
And my cholesterol runs on a little bit higher side according to the guidelines, and I'm always a little bit over that. So, but I would never take the statin drug. But I also wanted to talk about another issue. So now a lot of people already heard over the past years statins are bad. So now the customers know it. So the drug companies now have other drugs for the same purpose.
Yeah.
And we just had a little talk with somebody that was insisting that the drug that they are on now, one of the injectable ones, is great and it doesn't give her any side effects like the statin did, and the cholesterol is still the bad guy. So I think the education needs to be more about cholesterol not being a problem than what medication to take for it.
Yeah, I think what we're doing is we created a bad guy to create an industry around some drugs.
Right.
And cholesterol is not a bad guy. I always quote the Austrian study of 150,000 people they monitored for 11 years, and those that had the higher cholesterol lived the longest. So by basically keeping your cholesterol healthy, I mean, we shouldn't keep it way over 300, but keeping your cholesterol, you know, in a reasonable range, I don't believe there's any increase in heart disease. As a matter of fact, the newest study that we just quoted coming and was printed in the British Medical Journal says that's right. If you have some cholesterol, taking a statin doesn't do any good, which means that dropping it doesn't mean any good. In addition, there are autopsy studies that have been done. They've been done several times through the past, so I guess 100 years or more, finding that there is really zero relationship between someone's cholesterol and the way their arteries look at death. So if you just want to believe that, look up those autopsy studies. They're there. If that was the case and cholesterol was really the big bugaboo and the big issue, then we would see on autopsy people with the highest cholesterol should have the ugliest arteries, and we're not seeing that at all.
But also there
That's
are
important.
Other tests that can tell you more about the risk for heart
sure.
disease. And we know it because Cleveland Clinic, Boston Heart, they have all these beautiful panels, but these panels never made it to the mainstream doctor.
They're in the main, but they're not pushed heavily. And the reason it is because they don't have the drug company support to look at those. And the reason they don't. Now, what Irene is saying is there are blood tests that folks that you could get done that can pretty much identify if heart disease may be on its way. There are little tests that we could talk about, lipoprotein little A and apolipoprotein B, C-reactive protein, homocysteine. We have a whole bunch of these myeloperoxidase that really can give you a good idea whether you are propagating or making a clot in your artery. The big point is, though, why aren't they doing it? Of course, they don't know about it. And is it accurate? And by the way, it's extremely accurate. But we could come back to that. Now, if you can, go ahead and call us. I'm going to hope we can get online. I'm going to talk to them shortly. But if you dial 855-DR-MITCH, you'll be able to talk to us directly, I hope. That's 855-DRMITCH or 855-376-4824. If not, go ahead and text a message right from your Facebook site or TikTok, which you're on. And KMET 1490, good morning, everybody, and everyone listening throughout the world. We're here to help you to look good, feel good, and have greater intimacy for this hour. I'm Dr. Mitch with Irina, and of course, we'll be right back.
Welcome to your island home away from home at Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Relax and unwind on 11 acres of tropical gardens by the whale-shaped pool or in a beachfront cabana. Enjoy your favorite ocean activities, culture activities, and free nightly entertainment. A perfect setting for weddings, honeymoons, family vacations, or just a weekend getaway. Experience aloha at its best at Hawaii's Most Hawaiian Hotel. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com and let us welcome you and your ohana to ours.
Hi, everybody. This is Michael Horn. And you know, you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. You know, I use the MyPillow. I've got the mattress topper. I've got the Giza sheets. I'm sleeping so much better. And you can get deep discounts on all MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, they're bringing back the buy one, get one free offer for MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another MyPillow absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Specials tab, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for MyPillows. Enter the promo code WINNER or call 800-513-3363 for the great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Let me tell you why you should go to FridgeFresh.com. That's FridgeFresh.com. If you're like me, you buy too much fruit, too many vegetables. You put in the fridge. You go back a few days later and there's like all sorts of hair growing on them. It's kind of disgusting. Some of them are turning green. A lot of it's turning soft. You throw out a lot of produce that you bought. You shouldn't have to, and you don't have to. Fridge Fresh. FridgeFresh.com. Fridge Fresh is a miraculous product. You put in some batteries. You put it in the refrigerator, and a week later, your fruit and your vegetables are just perfect. It's quite amazing. It creates ozone, it fills your refrigerator, and it makes everything last. FridgeFresh.com, it's really changed my life. FridgeFresh is a miracle. I suggest it highly. FridgeFresh.com, only available online, so get it. It's a brilliant product. Save your fruits and vegetables with FridgeFresh.
Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com.
I love Irina. Baby, you do it's like so fast. Welcome back to Dr. Mitro with Irina. Bye. Here we go. Okay, I like it. All right, so we're live. We're out there listening, and you're listening, hopefully. And we're trying to teach you some great things that are happening in medicine. We're bent towards the natural way of doing things. You'll always hear me when I answer your questions. Go towards the natural medicine side. 38 years of doing integrative natural medicine, training more than 3,000 physicians in the medicine. Certainly writing already 4 textbooks, hundreds of articles. We're here to try to help you and your family. If you don't help yourself, you're never going to get better. And it's not just about being better. It's about trying to regain what we call optimal health. There's a huge difference between the two. And that's what we're going to try to help you in all ways, shapes, or form. So people ask you all the time, and sometimes you have to sort of look at it, and there's a big debate, what's the best time of day to exercise, right? They ask you as a nurse practitioner, what's the best time?
Yes, I think the best time really is in the morning, but a lot of people would have to get up earlier than they already do to make it happen because people work.
I know, and you know what? A brand new study out of Philadelphia, my stomping grounds originally, basically says the eat first is before you exercise does boost blood sugar. It fuels the body and it improves the length of workout, and it helps you from becoming fatigued and dizzy. And they said that those people that do that morning workout literally burn more fat, and it seems to be better to be able to do that. It says if you burn more fat if you fast before your exercise.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense, right?
So, of course. So, theoretically, if you didn't eat all night long, get up, have something like a cup of coffee, which has been shown to help your endurance, then exercise. And if you can do that, you'll burn more fat. So, after pretty much, and again, I'm sure it's going to change in the next 5 years again.
Well, you have to be careful because a lot of people get low blood sugars, you know. So people who are prone to unstable blood sugars, that's not really good thing for those people. So it's not a general recommendation. You know, make sure that it's okay with your doctor before you do.
Yeah, that's a good point, and I think that is. And by the way, if you're going to skip a meal before exercise. Muscles in the men were more responsive to insulin. I know there are lots of insulin receptors in the muscle, and that, of course, had a lot to do with high blood sugar and the risk of diabetes and heart disease. So maybe this is not a bad idea. We've talked about caloric restriction and doing intermittent fasting. So maybe this early morning exercise, but it's hard. You know, people getting ready for work, if they get up already at 6 or 5:30, are they going to get up at 4? We met someone yesterday, remember last night, a server. She got up at 3 in the morning to go out with her Rottweiler and walk and run in the neighborhood at 3 in the morning.
I know.
Oh, she's got guts.
But
really got guts.
She goes to bed at like 8, she said, between 8 and 9. So you do get some sleep. If she falls asleep right away, she gets her, 6 hours, right?
Yeah, she's getting enough sleep if she's going to bed really at 8, but she said certain nights when she works late, she's not. But, I mean, still getting up at 3 to go walk the Rottweiler.
That would not be
if I was a Rottweiler, I wouldn't even want to poop that early in the morning. I would say, what are you, nuts? I don't want to go for a walk now. I'll go later. But apparently her 125-pound baby likes to go for a walk with her at that time and run. She says it's a little better for the neighborhood because I guess people are not out and the dog doesn't, you know, get crazy.
I think the dog is a little bit antisocial from what she was saying, right?
Yeah, that's not a good thing. Mm-hmm.
So that's why she's trying to do it when there is not people.
Yeah, and Rottweilers are pretty big, so you wouldn't want to get bit by them. So the newest study basically says, okay, you want to work out, you want the best time, you want to burn the most amount of fat. Well, according to the newest thing, after you fast. So if you wake up in the morning, work out, you could have a cup of coffee for sure. I would put in that coffee a good like creamer, or you could put a couple tablespoons of the ghee you hear about, or a couple tablespoons of coconut oil. That'll give you some fat. That'll give you energy. You'll have good strength, and off you go. And apparently that works. Try it, but ask your doctor if you have any question, if that's of issue. This is Dr. Mitch with Irina. Look good, feel good, and have great intimacy right here at CRN1 Talk Radio. And, of course, came at 1490. Welcome everyone who's watching or listening some other method, which includes pretty much TikTok and Facebook and YouTube and pretty much every single modality there is out there. We're here for you. And so we want you to call in. It's easy to do so just by dialing 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. You can ask any question. Or you can text us to write to the show where you're looking at, where you're watching Facebook Live. When we come back, Irene and I are going to talk about what's happening to our fish because of us. And I don't mean because we're fishing or the plastic, something else. I'm Dr. Mitch. Right back after these messages.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Are you looking for an early stocking stuffer for the movie fan in your life? Well, Rocket Man Rated R is now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital from Paramount. It's the epic musical fantasy about the incredible human story of Elton John's breakthrough years. The film follows the fantastical journey of transformation from shy piano prodigy into international superstar. The Blu-ray combo pack has over an hour of extras. If you want to win a Rocket Man combo pack of your own, head over to theentertainmentanswer.com.
Hi, I'm Dennis Bono. Join me for Breaking Bread with Bono. Each week, I eat and drink with the most interesting friends from the worlds of showbiz, sports, and politics, and other careers as my guests share their stories with me. It's live from the Bootlegger Italian Bistro in Las Vegas. So please tune in to Breaking Bread with Bono, Saturdays 9 a.m. Pacific, Sundays at 10 a.m. Pacific, right here on CRN Radio and CRNTalk.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer telling you about my favorite Italian restaurant. It's Angelo's and Vinci's in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's has the best pasta, the best seafood, the best salad, spaghetti, lasagna, and the most incredible pizza. And the chicken is delicious. Marsala, piccata, cacciatore, parmigiana, and more. For desserts, try our spumoni or our tiramisu, my favorite, flown in fresh from Italy. And the cannolis and the zeppolis are out of this world. Open for lunch and dinner. And don't miss the Sunday champagne brunch. Just $23.95. Are you kidding me? It's all up the road from Disneyland at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's, like Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci. Call 714-879-4022 or visit us online at angeloandvinci's.com.
This is sponsored by Humana. The Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug annual enrollment period is here, running from October 15th through December 7th, and people with Medicare are reviewing their health insurance options for 2020. Choosing a Medicare plan for you or your loved one can seem overwhelming, so it's smart to understand your options. Jeffrey Fernandez of Humana.
It is important to have all the information to choose the right Medicare plan. In addition to costs, be sure to take into account the network of doctors and hospitals. The list of medications that the Medicare prescription plan covers, changes to current plans, and differences between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. This will help you choose the best plan for you and your loved ones.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare or call a licensed sales agent at 1-800-213-5286 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. local time 7 days a week.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Ah, yes, 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 yes. We're back. A little bit of technical difficulty today, but that shouldn't stop you from calling us at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DR-MITCH. If any of my regulars are out there, like Mary or even Carol that are listening, call. I want to hear your voice. We can talk a little bit. Be nice. And if you're a KMET 1490, you're a special group because we're broadcasting right on your network now. And that's kind of nice to be doing. And in addition, if you like to, by Facebook, like so many do, just text a message to us. We'll certainly look at that as well. I told you when we come back from the last break, we got to find out what's affecting fish behavior. Now, this is interesting. I guess they're a fish psychologist. Is that right?
You're kidding, right?
Listen.
You're a scientist.
Okay, so
not about fish, not a
so apparently, this is true. Within a species of different fish, okay, this is really cool. They display different personalities, and they express a consistent differences in
like
behavior.
Sharks bite and dolphins are cuddling.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. Okay. Okay. Now, previous research showed that the behavior of individuals and various substances to the brain, like serotonin and dopamine, the fish do different things. So now they're saying, which we've talked about many times before, that We're giving so many, I mean so many, antidepressants in this country, and so many drugs. That's just one category. We have cancer, chemo, medicines, everything. But the drugs used for depression are so much right now that, of course, it's not being filtered by our city system. So these drugs go in us and come out of us. So every time we urinate, we're making a deposit of our antidepressants into the water system, right? Well, now they're saying the fish.
The psychologist.
Yeah, the fish. They're showing previously. First, you have to love this one. Crickets originally were shown to become less active and less aggressive when they were getting a lot of the drug fluoxetine, which is Paxil, okay? Now, the current study says they're finding that certain of these drugs are raising serotonin or one of the others in the dopamine system, and it's literally changing the behavior of the fish. Fish behave more boldly, okay, boldly. It's like, okay, the flounder's coming up to you and said, hey, you're not going to eat me, okay? Because I've been taking an antidepressant for 4 months. It's crazy. When the serotonin levels are higher, the system is under the influence of the drug. The fish act more bold. Whoa, are they serious? And after the fish have been exposed to the drug for, ready for this, 18 days, they act bolder. So it's like, hey, you're not getting me to eat. I'm a flounder. You're not eating me. On the 19th day, I'm so yummy. Take me.
I don't know about this.
Would you? Yeah, this is true. This is, we're affecting literally. You want to, everybody talks about, you know, the environment and everything else, but we don't talk about some of the real things in the environment. And one of them is, what are all the drugs that are going into the water system? And I'm not talking about a little bit. When you have several hundred million people on an antidepressant, you're talking several hundred million times, at least six times a day to urinate. You could do these numbers. There's literally a massive amount of antidepressant being put into our water system. And guess what happens? You know, well, the fish
are not depressed.
They're becoming bold. It's like, you know, they'll see like when they're supposed to be getting, well, the fish aren't depressed, yes, but they're getting bold, honey, and we're not going to have fish because they won't get into the net or bite the line because they're going to say, I'm not biting. What are you, nuts? Because they're getting bolder because they're out. That's not even half it. We're making fun. But the truth is, all this medication that's going into our water system is definitely changing our ecology, our life cycle, and everything else. And that is part and parcel to what I'm going to talk about next because of all this antidepressant stuff that we're taking. We're seeing a marked increase, according to the Center for Disease Control, in the teen suicide rate in the past, like, decade. In the last 10 years, the rate now has skyrocketed 56%.
It probably has to do with social media, you know, because everything's out there. It's easy to, insult people and
get depressed, be bullied,
and making fun of them on Facebook or whatever else they use. And Facebook's now apparently for old people. I was told by my teenage sons.
Right, but also but it's easy to break up with someone. Just send them a little text. I'm not interested. You can hurt someone easier because it's much harder to tell someone face to face than it is on a text. I think that may be part of it. Suicide was ranked as the second leading cause of death for people between the ages of 15 and 24, accidents being the first. So you can imagine that how high this is. And 7 out of every 100,000 young adults between the ages of 15 and 19, 7 out of 100,000 will die every year from suicide. And the number seems to be growing. That's a huge climb. It was 6.8 deaths per 100,000. And now it's 10.6 per 100,000. You know, I know people, it doesn't seem like a lot, but when you realize, you know, if for every million people, you know, that's over 110, 105 or 110 deaths just from suicide, and then you realize how many millions there are, it's not good. I mean, that is a serious and sobering problem that we're having. And, of course, they're talking about biological, psychological, and social factors all at play. You pinpointed one of them. Certainly, we know you know, biologically, you know, that kids are going through their hormones at teenage years. They're often hard to handle things. There are, you know, issues that are perpetuating the problem. And again, that risk factor is depression, trauma, anxiety. If they're using alcohol or drugs, it's feeding into it. But just as you said, bullying is a major problem in the United States. It's easy to do that, and it's putting kids at risk for suicidal thoughts. Oh,
that is not a fun topic.
No, that isn't fun, especially with you and I having teenage kids. It's scary.
Kids, yeah.
All right, give us a call at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. Any question you have, or text on the Facebook. Hello to KMET 149 at CRN One Talk Radio and everybody else out there. This is Dr. Mitch talking how to look good and, of course, feel good and have great intimacy with Irina, my nurse practitioner wife. When we come back, a simple little thing that you can watch people do and even in yourself to determine if you're aging too fast. One simple thing, kind of interesting when we get back. Love to hear you from you at 855-DR-MITCH. We'll be right back right after these messages.
You experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
At intimacy. Mary is a caller we have from Florida, well known to us. So if you can bring up Mary and pot her up and let's talk to her, that would be super. All right, bring Mary up, guys. Let's do it. Hello.
Am I
bring
on
Mary
the air?
Up, guys.
Hello?
I hear the music, but I don't know what's happening. Mary, can you bring Mary
up? I'm here.
Up? Fellas, guys, girls, anybody?
I'm here.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. I'm going to say that they can't. They said they could, but I'm going to say they can't. All right. So, Mary, if you can hear me, I'm so sorry, but apparently we are having had some technical difficulty today, and they can't bring you up, although they said they could three times to me. So I guess we can't. Unless you can try one more time now, guys. Can you bring Mary up for me? I guess not. All right. So we're going to have to not take any calls today. Unfortunately, they can't get them up. So what we can do is we can talk about a specific thing that's easy for everyone to be able to think about. And it's a very good test for aging. Now, people always ask, am I aging well? What do people do when they say they want to age well? They look in the mirror, their hair's turning gray, they're getting flabby skin, they get things under their eyes, they get wrinkles on the corner of their eyes, they get wrinkles above their lips. All of them are findings of aging. But there is something that they can find. Yes, I can hear someone now. Hello?
Hello, this is Mary.
Ah, Mary, hello. How are you?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, boy, we've had some real technical problems today. What can I tell you? That's what happens. It is part of radio and television. Hi, Mayor.
That's
how
okay.
are you?
I'm so outstanding, my dear. How about yourself?
Outstanding now that I hear your voice, actually.
Aw, same here. How's Irina doing?
She's doing great. Are you able to hear the show nice and clear? I heard that's good. That's working good.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Good time during the week and during the day to have the program. It's awesome.
Super. If you don't have a question, I have a question for you.
Well, I have a question, but I'll take your question as well.
All right. What do you want? Who's going first?
Okay. Let me introduce the subject matter here. So, a young lady that I work with has a grandmother who is 96 years old. And she's had walking pneumonia for a week and a half. She's been on Levaquin for about 4 days, and she's also on O2. Her O2 earlier, I believe today, was like 90. It's normally a little higher, but because of the pneumonia, it's lower. Any suggestions?
Yeah, get a new doctor. The reason I'm saying that is, you know, 90 some years old, they obviously not sure what to do for her. You know, most of these pneumonias are viral. They're not bacterial. And I'm hearing something. Okay. Is that your phone?
It is my phone.
Oh, okay. It's kind of an interesting ring sound. So, the patient they're just shotgunning it and giving her Levaquin. Now, I have some problems with using Levaquin or Cipro without knowing the organism because I just got another call. You know, Levaquin and Cipro, part of the quinolone category of antibiotics, has the capability, unfortunately, in a small batch of patients, in tearing tendons and everything else. And I just have a dear friend of mine who took it in 3 days. He can't even walk. And he called me the other day, and I told him, stop it immediately. He didn't know what was going on. And he's much younger, but this woman, 96, I'm not sure I would have picked such a big gun unless they knew for sure. Now, if this is viral, they have to approach this quite differently. The fact that she's breathing only at 90% when most people breathe at a 95 or more percent. The normal is considered 95 or more. She's having difficulty getting that oxygen into her system, obviously because of the pneumonia. And if this is viral pneumonia, again, in the conventional system, unfortunately, there's not much. But she's a great candidate for at least getting something like nanoparticularized silver and a nebulizer and putting it in a nebulizer and nebulizing it, Mayor, you know, 4, 5, 6 times a day. Because if it hits the virus, it's going to kill the virus. Now, of course, it was my patient. They'd be getting intravenous to strengthen their immune system, et cetera, but outside of that, that's one thing that grandma could be doing that would make a huge difference, I believe, because most likely her pneumonia is viral, not bacterial, unless they know otherwise. How I would treat
it. Would you recommend the Argentin 23?
That's what I'm talking about, using Argentin 23 in a nebulizer.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because if you put it in nebulizer, then that that antiseptic silver, which is so safe, is going to go down into the lung, and it's going to hit the different areas and kill it. So you want to hold on? We'll talk more after the break, or you want to just listen?
Your
call? All right. So stand back. We'll try to get you back up in just a minute. We're going to the last break of the day. All right, so we have Courtney. Tell Courtney we're next. I can't believe I can hear you. How nice. We'll be right back after these messages. And if you have a text message, KMET 1490, or call us at 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. Again, when we come back, I didn't get to it, but I will. What type of marker can you watch someone or even in yourself to know if you're in your 40s, whether you're aging faster than you should be? You'll go, oh, yeah, after I tell you. We'll be right back after these great messages. Dr. Mitch here with Irina. Stand by.
These are the sounds of Colombo's Italian Steakhouse.
Mm. Look at this ribeye. Did you see that ribeye?
Fantastic. Incredible.
You got to try a piece of this pizza. This is delicious.
Mm. Sausage and lentil soup. Special today. Very, very good.
Look at this garlic bread. Mm-mm-mm. Best garlic bread I ever had.
And here's Vic Perino, owner and operator of Colombo's, with the details.
A lot of the Italian recipes are my uncle's own recipes. We have a lot of people coming back for his hand-rolled lasagna. We make it basically from scratch. I think ours is exceptional.
And what makes Colombo's different than other Italian restaurants?
We're an Italian steakhouse. We specialize in our steaks.
And there's more.
We have entertainment 7 nights a week. So they're coming for a lot of reasons. Their value per dollar that they're getting, plus coming into a neighborhood-friendly place. Sometimes we're actually accused of being the melting pot of Eagle Rock.
Colombo's in Eagle Rock, that little neighborhood place you wish was just down the street. Colombo's, mange.
Legendary food critic Meryl Schindler talks about the Hill Street Cafe in Burbank, California.
The Hill Street Cafe in Burbank, California, 3301 North Glen Oaks Boulevard, open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And when I say breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I mean menus that give you everything you can possibly want. I'm looking at the dinner menu here. They got every sort of sandwich and salad. And not only do they have burgers and hot dogs, but they have burgers and hot dogs made with Beyond Meat and Beyond Sausage. They have a fitness menu. They have senior dining. It is a full-service restaurant with a lot of, I should mention, very good beers and wines. And they have a back room that is semi-private, fits up to 50 people. They offer delivery through ChowNow, Grubhub, Postmates, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. They allow filming at the restaurant as well. Parking lot is great. A lot over 60 spots. It's a terrific restaurant, and I love the fact that it's something for everybody. Hill Street Cafe, 3301 North Glen Oaks, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer telling you about my favorite Italian restaurant. It's Angelo's and Vinci's in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's has the best pasta, the best seafood, the best salad, spaghetti, lasagna, and the most incredible pizza. And the chicken is delicious. Marsala, piccata, cacciatore, parmigiana, and more. For desserts, try our spumoni or our tiramisu, my favorite, flown in fresh from Italy. And the cannolis and the zeppoles are out of this world. Open for lunch and dinner. And don't miss the Sunday champagne brunch. Just $23.95. Are you kidding me? It's all up the road from Disneyland at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's, like Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci. Call 714-879-4022 or visit us online at angeloandvinci's.com.
Okay, I believe I'm falling in love with you, my audience, of course, and of course with my lovely wife, nurse practitioner, Irina. So let's go right back. Is my girl still there? My first one, Mary, by any chance? If so, Jeremy, yeah, bring her up for one. All right, so the question I have for you, and then I'll talk to my last caller, is what do you think, think of this for a moment, you're so smart, you're in 40 years old, and you want to know if someone's aging faster than they should. There's a new study, and there's been many of these, by the way, in the same light. They found that your blank is a big indicator whether you are neurologically aging or not, something that you do all the time. Duke University did this. It's been done before. They've done 40 years of data in 1,000 New Zealanders between 1972 and 1973. What is this that you could watch someone in their 40s and know if they're aging too quickly? Mary, I give you one answer. Go. What can you watch someone do?
It's a physical manifestation, not,
yes, it is.
Not anything
yes.
to do with blood
yes.
work.
No. Something you yourself as a layperson could notice in yourself or someone else and go, you know what? You're right, Dr. Mitch. If you want, I'll just tell you.
I'm going to say either graying hair or wrinkles.
Walking.
Ah.
Actually, that if you watch, if your walking speed reduces as you see an elderly, and it's already reducing in your 40s, that person's in big trouble. It means their gait, their health is all going to be especially deeper and problematic. This study was just published in JAMA, but they've talked about this for a long time. And by the way, if you want to know if you're still healthy at your age when you're older, if you're still able to walk with a good pace, you're in good shape. Mayor, I'm going to tell you I love you. Talk to you soon. We got one more person to talk to, so thank you so much.
Thank
always
you, sweetie.
For listening. Thank you, darling. Talk to you later. Jeremy, let's bring up Katie real quick and say hi to her. Katie, hi. Welcome to the Dr. Mitch Show. What's going on?
Hi, Dr. Mitch. Nice to be here. I have a quick question. Do you recommend, do you have any recommendations for an all-natural earwax softener?
An all-natural, yeah, one of the things you could do for
because I've been dealing with an impacted ear. It's going on 4 days now, and I think I might just go to the doctor. I've been trying Debrox over the counter and then doing like a light water flush, but it just doesn't seem to be working.
Are you sure there's wax in there and it's not something else? Your ears doesn't feel that way and it's clogged because, you know, you have some sort of inner ear infection or you don't know because one's looked, right?
Well, I've had, you know, hundreds of ear infections growing up, big ear problems when I was younger. And I know what those feel like. It's not an ear infection, 100%.
Okay. You know what you could do? You can run over to the health food store if you have one of the a good health food store nearby. Did you ever hear of candling? Have you ever heard that?
I have, and I've always wanted to try it, but I'm a little nervous because I've heard.
No, well, you don't
heard.
Yeah, what'd you hear? That it would burn you or something?
You get burned, or doctors don't really recommend it.
We don't recommend it because people could get burned, but it does work and it does draw the wax out.
Really?
Grab someone who really is good at it. You did the right thing. A little Debrox is good as long as you lay there long enough and let it sort of dissolve the serum and the wax in your ear and then gently trying to syringe it. But try the ear candle, but have someone do it. Don't do it yourself. Nice to be your own doctor, but don't do this, Katie. And then see if that does a trick. And let me know next week. We're going out. It's been an hour already. But, Katie, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it. Hope that works. And let me know, okay?
Thanks, Dr. Mitch. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. I'm Dr. Mitch. Go to imconsult.us. That's imconsult.us. That's imconsult.us. Check out the website. Any questions, leave them there for Irina and I. Irina, thank you, darling. Love you for being with me as my co-host. I appreciate. And thank you so much for everybody else out there. Mom, I love you. Sweetheart, anything you want to say? Quick.
I don't know. It was fun to be here.
It sure is. God bless everyone. See you next week.
Which was most appropriate because that was your theme.
Are you tired of hearing your favorite